Hello, John.
Fucking hell, man. Jesus. Look, let's not beat around the bush. And I didn't watch the game yesterday, and I don't care what anybody says. You can definitely tell a game on statistics that are very clearly there. And I can't, from what I see on these stats, let me read them out for you. So, welcome to my new football club, everybody, but let's just get this right out of the way. 72% possession to Exeter City, to Wigan's 28. Shots, Exeter City 30, Wigan 5. Shots on target, Exeter City 4, Wigan 1. Corners, Exeter City 17, Wigan 1. And, you know, fouls doesn't matter. But just a little look at those statsies there, from my point of view, tells me, I don't know what's going wrong now.
Okay, you might want to ask the guy who was there and watched all the match and knows it inside freaking out.
Well, I'm here. I'm going to sit back, relax, have a little drink, and you tell me.
Okay. Welcome to my new, just to clarify, my new football club. I'll talk about the game in a minute. I was over the moon that the game, that football was back.
Okay. That's a good start.
Yeah, that's loved it. Every time I got there quite late, 10 to 2, and I was quite relaxed, sat down. Actually, a bit of drama yesterday. I'll come on to that at halftime. Everyone's in their seats. Lovely to be back. Every time I sit down on that chair, I think our team can whip people's butts. I expect us to whip butts.
So when we don't, is it a little bit of a shock to the system?
And when we don't, I'm like, I don't understand. But. Hi, my name's David, and this is my take on the game. I always have a little nose for Julian to see if I can spot him, see what Julian's up to.
Well,
he was looking to the right hand side.
Yeah, so you did spot him?
Yeah, during the minutes.
Oh yeah, lovely, yeah, lovely touch.
Minutes silent, and I don't know why. I just had a little look over the pitch where Julian was, and he was looking to the right hand side slightly, a degree of about 36 degrees.
About, okay, perfect. Yeah, he's I feel like Taggy's a bit of a mysterious figure. Unless you know him, I feel like everyone thinks he's this sort of, I don't know, do you get what I mean when I say that? Like, everyone just perceives him to be this, like, really, I don't know.
He's the sort of bloke, you could sit on his knee and eat a Werther's original.
Yeah, I don't know what age you'd get away with that. But no, yeah, he is a mysterious figure. So I understand the intrigue, especially from everybody at the football club in him as an individual, because he has this, I feel like, unless you know him, persona that's a bit like, oh God, it's Taggy. He's quite intimidating.
Really? Really?
I feel like that, yeah. Even now, I'd say I know him pretty well, and he's still a bit of like a, oh God, you know, you don't want to, I don't know. It's weird. It's a really, some people, he's got headmaster.
Has he? To him. To me, I'd happily suck on a toffee with him.
God, that sounds like a really awful euphemism.
No, not at all.
Yeah, well, is that come with age? I don't know.
Maybe. I just think he's a very friendly, welcoming man. I don't get any aura like that. At all.
Well,
your boosters. Your boosters, really sticky. That's what she said.
Let me switch over. I'll switch over quick. I'll be 33 seconds.
Okay, I'll fill. So, hi everyone. My name's David. This is my new football club. And for those of you who don't know, Exeter started the season off just so wonderfully. Top of the league, playing wonderful football, knocking it about, silky skills, and then they go and beat Luton Town in the Carabao Cup, a Prem side, go and beat them 1-0, and then since then we've lost every game. I think that we've lost the last six games.
Right, sorry about that. Very, very sorry. Yeah, he has very headmastery feel to him. But if you don't get that, then that's fine.
I don't get that at all. Don't get that at all.
Okay. So you saw, you looked over at Taggy, you saw him staring at the right to 36 degree angle approximately, and what happened?
Yeah, I don't want to be... yeah, there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
I sit there with hope. It's not even hope. I'm surprised if we don't batter teams. So, we lose. Sixth game on the trot.
Is it sixth or is it fifth? I think it might be fifth.
Is it?
I think... What is it? So, what's the first game? We lost...
Northampton,
pretty sure it's five. So we lost this weekend to Wigan.
Yeah.
Then we lost to Barnsley, two. Then we lost to Charlton, three. Then we lost to Northampton.
Insane. Oxford.
Four.
Oxford.
And then, not including the cup, yeah, five straight league defeats in a row.
Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane.
But in that is that weird 1-0 win against Luton in the Carabao Cup where we played unbelievable by the sounds of it.
Yeah, but we haven't won since then.
We haven't won since the 30th of September. It's nearly been a whole month.
It's so bizarre. You know, the way we were. You remember the old Carabao Cup draw evening when we were on top of the world?
That's the high. That is the best.
Oh, you were too high, some would say.
Yeah, exactly. It was a scary moment because I felt myself really letting go. Like, actually believing.
This is a little lesson learned.
Yeah. Matt Taylor was right. No, never get too high, never get too low. Just
so yesterday, going back to your stats,
yeah,
I don't think they tell the full story. Those stats.
Okay, go on. But you know, as I genuinely do respect your opinion.
I know you do. Loads of people do.
Well, loads. But yeah, I want to hear it from your perspective. I really do, because you say the stats don't tell the story of the game. Tell me the story of the game.
This is the story of the game. We kick off, and it's a bit of back and forth. Both teams, you know, I felt like we had the edge for the first 10 minutes. Pierce whipping in some crosses, Vince Harper, I call him Vince, Mr. Harper.
We did concede in the 8th minute, so that we could have had...
Okay, 10 minutes there or thereabouts.
Okay.
But we're causing problems. No one's there on the end of the crosses, but there's two or three crosses whipped in. We're like, oh, this is nice. I tell you what, every fucking game starts like this.
Wow. Okay. I'm listening now.
That would be me in the changing room. They'd go, bloody hell. He means business.
Tell me how the game went through by the means of the team talk, how you would tell the players.
Well, we start well. We make an individual error.
Yeah.
They score.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue. Oh, fucking hell, we're one down. Okay, here we go. Okay, fine. Well, I know I always go, no biggie. You're going to have to score a goal anyway to win a game. Doesn't change the game for me.
So what you're alluding to there is we're giving ourselves a mountain to climb.
We're giving ourselves a freaking mountain to climb. But mistakes happen.
Yeah, of course. We're only human.
And they, does mistakes happen? Do I see mistakes from
the
other
side?
So are
you alluding to the 1v1 with Pierce and Humphreys, which he should have done better with? Is that the mistake you're alluding to?
I can't even remember. I know Pierce was involved. I can't even remember. I think he went up for a header and he lost it. I can't remember. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, we're not digging anyone out. I'm just trying to figure out the, just figure out the where we think. Yeah, okay.
But, you know, full credit to Wigan. They take, they take that opportunity and they score with it.
Okay, so then
they slice through us like melted cheese.
Okay, so that's actually really helped me picture it better, thanks. In terms of after that, a lot has been said about the way Wigan conducted themselves as a football team.
Okay. That's a lovely... I'm just having a cup of tea, that's lovely.
That is a classic, by the way, managerial, can I buy myself some time to answer this question strategy, right?
So, may I say, Humphreys for Wigan was superb.
I've got him up here. He's been...
My
really
eyes
good for them this season.
Went to him, like, attracted to him like a moth to a fly. When a moth...
He was on your side, wasn't he?
Likes to fly. Moth to the light.
So he was on your side in the first half of...
Oh, I was like, who the fuck is he? He looks like the Terminator.
Yeah, he's had a really good start to the season. Three goals, two assists.
So I look at his Wikipedia. I'm like, why isn't he playing a higher level? He looks so good.
Yeah.
Pumping the ball across the field. No one can get near the ball when he's got the ball. Tricky feet. Strong as an ox. Super set of tats.
Yeah, all the way up to his
super
neck.
Beards. He's doing something with his beard that I couldn't work out. Honestly, I would go, you, Sonny, you're playing for us. You have him on the pitch in your side. Jesus Christ.
You need. I feel like you need. Every team needs a player that no one wants to go near because you're terrified.
I said to my neighbour.
Okay. Chris?
I said every other team we play, they all look like fucking units.
Yeah.
We look like little boys. Now, I like little boys.
Okay. Yeah. That's
I'll cut that.
That's definitely getting taken out of context.
We look so. I mean, who we got? Yannick Wildschut is quite big when he comes on. You got Will Ameson. It's not that. You know, Pierce is sort of. There's no one. I mean, Admiral.
Yep.
He's a big unit. Every other team, even if they're like 5'8", they're fucking muscly little bastards.
Yeah, because that Humphreys isn't that tall. He's only what,
no.
one.
I'd say 6'1". He's 6'1" wide. He's 6'1" wide.
He is. Do you know what? Fair play to him as well, because he looks like he could do two jobs. He's a professional footballer, but also sort of like a Love Island star as well. In the process, he could easily
stick him on Love Island. He'd have his own offshoot show.
The Humphreys, unbelievable.
I'd watch the Humphreys.
I would watch the Humphreys.
Honestly, if he ever wants to play for Exeter, get on that train.
We'll fund the wages.
I'd do a bloody podcast about him. The Humphreys podcast.
Mind you, Humphreys.
I'd love to do a Humphreys podcast. Wherever he goes, just follow him. Anyway, you've got to be into Humphreys, though, to listen to the pod, obviously.
Yeah.
And I am.
Yeah, we all are.
So anyway, but to be fair, he had a quiet second half.
After all of that, bloody hell.
So they score their goal and they sit back, and it's the same. I sit there going, okay, yeah, we're not going to cause much trouble. Yeah, we're going to knock it around the back, blah, 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 blah. Second half, we're going to go for it. It's the same every fucking week.
I think the problem is we do keep shooting ourselves.
I ain't finished yet,
sorry,
buddy.
Son. Carry on, pal.
Second half, we are absolutely all over them. But I'm telling, okay, but the possession stats, 70% possession, I would say 80% of that 70% possession was knocking it sideways around the back.
Okay, but if you have the ball, I love this. This is a great life lesson. I'm full of them recently. If you've got the ball, the other team can't score. And if you've got the ball,
but we
score.
Need to score.
Yeah, okay. But
okay.
You first of all, it's important to have it.
Okay. Absolutely it is. But the other team don't want the fucking ball.
That is the problem.
They're saying, come on to me.
Yeah.
You're not causing any damage up there, Will Ameson. No trouble.
Yeah, you are spot on. I feel like, and I think Gary, you know, he said it outright in his interview. It's all well and good having the ball, but we have to be a little bit more adventurous.
I'll have the
passes.
Fucking ball in the stand if you want. I'm not going to fucking score from there. I'll have the fucking ball, boys.
Aim for the big orange Patagonia hat in the Adam Stanton.
I'll have the fucking ball. Hey?
Here he is. Where's this David? Where's he come from? A little bit of confidence now.
I'm going to be a fucking unbearable in 3 seasons' time.
This is not lasting so. 3 more seasons.
So I'm looking at it going, what are you talking about, David? So I'm looking at the game thinking, okay, so Jules receives receives the ball. I'm not picking on Joe. I'm just saying, for instance, for example, Jules receives the ball or someone else receives the ball. Okay, what are we doing? Oh, there's no movement. I tell you what, we'll kick it back sideways, shall we? There's no fucking movement. Hey? Now, when I say there's no movement, I have no confidence in that statement because I don't know what I'm talking
there's
about.
There's loads of movement. He just doesn't see it.
So I think,
the problem is definitely there's too much movement. That's our problem.
Thread the ball through the fucking lines, boys. Now, I don't quite know what that means either, but I think I do.
We're just throwing out football cliches.
Well, they are. They're cliches for a reason. Okay?
No, I think you're spot. I know you are saying that, you know, and it's such a... I don't really know what to call that statement from you.
Bullshit.
Yeah. But Gary Caldos did say that in his post-match. He said, we need to play through teams more, not around.
Fuck me, dude.
And that is a direct quote from the guy.
Hey, listen, I would let Tom Carroll silk on my back all bloody day. But, hey, come on, Tom. Hey.
Well, if anyone read the Devon Live article this week about Gary Caldo, you'll know that Ryan Trevitt and Tom Carroll both have silk pillows to their name.
Oh, incredible. It was on the Devon Live.
Yeah, it was on Devon Live.
We didn't create that many chances. We had the possession. We didn't create that many. We did have a lot of corners. Anyway.
17, to be precise.
Yeah, we did. But there weren't many efforts where you went, fucking hell, we're going to score. And there just weren't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure in the last 5-10 minutes, which you would expect.
Yeah.
And Ryan Trevitt.
He's not, whatever you are about to say, everyone bear in mind, not fully fit. Been injured for a few weeks. This is his first.
I tell you what, on the ball, that bloke is so good.
Yeah.
It'd be lovely if he created a bit more.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck me, he's so good on the ball. He does the odd thing where you go, oh, that's another level.
Yeah, he's a special, special player. The one thing I want to say about where I feel the difference is from the start of the season and now, is teams are aware of how to play against us. And I feel as though, and this is, you know...
Is that
again,
what it is? Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Because at the start of the season, the best game that stands out in my head was Burton away, and I was fortunate enough to be there. And Burton are above us now. Burton, by the way, didn't win...
The yellow team.
Yeah, didn't win the first 5 games of the season, or whatever it was. I hadn't even picked up a point. We're rock bottom on 0 points or whatever.
Yeah.
When we went to Burton... They didn't let us... Well, they tried to stop us from playing. And when the team were pressing, we just knock it around them and then we're creating chances left, right and centre. I think teams are learning that we're not great in the first... That normally not great in the opening 10 minutes. We'd like to shoot ourselves in the foot like we have done a couple of times this season. Let them have the ball. Let them make the mistake. Can we catch them? I feel like at the start of the season, teams were trying to press us, thinking, oh, they're not going to be able to play out. They can't do this, that, the other. And when we were playing out, we were... Unbelievable when you've got overloads or whatever up the pitch, superb. But I feel like
great chat
yesterday, we shot ourselves in the foot and allowed a team to sit back, waste time, manage the game however they want. A lot can be said about that, whatever. They're entitled to manage the game however the hell they want.
I must admit, it didn't wind me up at all what they were doing. I was like, fair enough.
Yeah, and there was Tommy Carroll
lace tying going on.
Yeah,
but I thought the referee dealt with it all right. He was bringing out yellow cards early.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Tommy Carroll said, we need to get better at that side of the game. But then Gary Caldwell was very critical in his post-match and said, that's not the Wigan team that I was at.
Oh.
That's not the football club.
Ooh,
I left.
Lovely.
And you know what? I respected that because I'm such a firm believer in this as well. I would rather lose a game of football than try and waste time and game management our way through.
Hang on a minute. We were saying 6 months ago we got to do the old dirty arts.
But I feel like that's on the pitch stuff. Not like, oh, the ball's gone out of play, let my fullback go down injured for 5 minutes. I feel like the dark arts of football is like, you know, leave one on his foot. Go on. Without the referee seeing, pull his shirt, pinch him, give him something. We're too nice at times, which I think we've got better at. But all this palaver of going down injured and wasting time. No one wants to watch football like that.
So, I go on XWeb last night.
Oh, here we go.
They've really disappointed me.
Well, I don't know what you expected.
It's almost like they get pleasure.
From moaning, that is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
It's an exchange, it's a currency.
But it went to another level. And like things that were said, I was like, I genuinely sit there going, we are as likely to win the next six games.
Yeah.
As we are having lost, if that makes sense, the last six.
Yeah.
We are good enough to easily win the next six games. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think we will go on a run again.
Yeah.
I genuinely think we need one, two goals, scrappy goal, and we'll be back again, and the confidence will be there. I like what I saw in Amaral. He had no service, but I really like his body build.
Excellent.
Makes sense. But I just thought he looks like he could be quick, strong. I don't think he had, you know, it wasn't giving any opportunities, but I felt like we had something up front.
Yeah.
I just think we need a goal or two. That's fine.
We need a little bit of confidence back in this side. That's all we need.
I'm telling you, we'll be in the playoffs.
Right.
We'll be in the playoffs.
That's what I want.
You heard it here first. October the 22nd, we will be in the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, I've just suddenly thought, I'm going to get a photo of Gary and put it on my desk in the frame.
Okay. Well, that was really...
That came out of nowhere.
And where the hell did that come from? Do you know what? Okay, I'll say it right now. I'll do the same. If you get a picture frame of Gary Caldwell and you show me, I'll do the same. And it'll be right... It'll be the mantelpiece of my desk. Because regardless... And I say this every bloody week, regardless of what the hell is going on, have we lost faith in our manager? No. Not at all. Never.
It's not even a thing.
It's not even a question that's crossed my mind. All these losses are making it more certain to me that this is the man for the job, because I see how he is after games and how he speaks to the people and the media and all that kind of stuff. And yes, it's not working on the pitch. Has he built a team good enough to get into the playoffs? Yes. Are they before me right now? No. End of discussion.
Why aren't they? Because half the team have been injured for a month. They're all coming back together again. They get the odd scrappy goal and we'll be pushing on. You look at the league, I went, fuck, you only need to win a couple of games. You're absolutely back up there again.
6 points off the playoffs.
It's honestly the shit on X-Web last night. Come on, guys, rein it in. Jesus.
We love this football cliche. Oh, I love it. The best thing about this division and the lower divisions is Tuesday, we've got a chance to fix it all over again.
Now, honestly, you go and beat Derby. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a good win, actually. Yeah, played well, actually.
And Pod fans will be happy to know I'll be at that game. So we'll have
When's that? Tuesday night?
Tuesday night. So
is that on iFollow?
Yeah, it will be. This is
heaven.
This is a big week for me. So it's my birthday on Friday.
Tell me about it. Alfie's on the pod. We've got a little surprise for you.
T-Fesh, I might get absolutely
battered. We've got a little surprise for you.
You got a surprise for me?
Might blow your mind.
Is it going to blow my mind? Honestly, do you think it'll blow my mind?
Might do.
Okay, well, I kind of want to do...
Alfie sent me a message. If Alfie's being... if he's being honest, it's a super little surprise.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you'll like it, but...
Actually, you know what? With Alfie, I actually I can never tell with anything he says. The other night, I was in a pub, and Alfie sent me a text going, "What do you think of these shoes?" And I was like, "Yeah, they're nice." And then he proceeded to send me five other pairs of shoes, and I was sort of sat there thinking, "Am I in a sober enough state to answer properly?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I like them. Don't like them, I like them, I don't like them." Anyway, he blows me away with some of the stuff he sends.
Yeah. Back to the point. The shoe messages.
Yeah, and he loves a football boot message as well. Whenever he's buying a new pair of football boots, he'll drop me once.
Classic Alfie, loves a shoe.
Yeah, I do. God, I love Alfie, but that's besides the point.
Well.
Derby, Tuesday night. A really good opportunity to get back on the horse, as they say. They lost this weekend to Shrewsbury, who have had a not great start there. So it feels like it's all falling apart a little bit, Derby County. So time to capitalise on that.
Well, I don't honestly... And people on Twitter sending me messages going, "Oh, we've only scored 13 from fucking..." Well, of course we have. We haven't had a bloody forward. We've had one who's injured and one of the other one's injured. Yeah. Get out.
Yeah. I think, you know, look, it's this classic... But you'll learn this, David. You will. Football fans are fickle. You win on Tuesday and there'll be Gary Caldwell is the best manager in the world, and we've got the best team and the best striker and the best midfield, blah, 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 blah. You lose 5 on the trot, and all of a sudden everyone's thinking, we're shit. We're not. We're still the same team that started this season.
If we were getting battered, you'd be seriously worried.
Yeah.
Every game is the same. I get it. Yeah, but people have worked us out, mate. They drop it. But oh, shut up.
Now, to be fair, that I think is true. I think we have
Who
been...
Who cares? Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't
Do
care.
I care?
Well, we'll work them out then.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Do you know what I did want on Saturday?
Go on.
Just a little bit more. Let's hit some long balls up.
Yeah.
Just a few more long balls into the channels.
Did they hit a few long balls or not really?
Don't know. I'm watching.
Okay, well, probably should start watching. Any other exciting news?
I'm trying to think of
exciting news. Anything else?
Oh, my exciting news.
Go on.
Oh, my God. I got up at half time.
Oh, God, yeah. God, what happened here? God,
it's the only place I drink Ribena. I just drink Ribena at football. It's weird.
I like that, though.
Like a little, like I'm being naughty.
Would you ever venture into the Bovril sort of game? If it's cold? Or not really? You're not a Bovril kind of guy? No,
oh, okay. I might do.
My brother absolutely loves a Bovril, and it's just beyond me. You've heard of it? Fair enough. Go on.
So I got up at half time. I went to get a tea and a Ribena.
Yeah.
Just a strange mix. But I came back, and someone said, is this yours, basically? Da, 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 da. My car key had dropped under the seat. And the guy in front of me, because he was at the level lower, he'd seen it. So if he hadn't seen it, I would have walked all the way back to my car.
Like your car keys? Ah, Jesus, that's terrifying.
That was a big moment, that was.
Did you give him a hug? I expect you, or just a, thank you, mate, I really appreciate that.
I'm going to send him flowers.
Oh, that's bloody polite. That is really lovely.
Lilies.
Oh, he's got soft in his old age. I've got some exciting news, actually.
Oh.
And I kind of want to do a little something for this, but it's not really the best environment. I'm in the boardroom for Derby County. Now, this is one of the best stadiums in the division, so I'm very, very excited.
Why? Because you're doing commentating?
No, I'm going as a guest with my brother.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So I want to do something for the My New Football Club Twitter, like a little mini vlog.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little what we eat in.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a difficult environment to do something like that, because it's got to be like, I don't know, you've got to be, you know, aware of people, you know, having sensitive conversations and things like that. But
yeah, yeah.
Definitely want to get like a little, get my brother involved. And I'll show you the view and the seat. I bet you the seat will be unbelievable. So very excited about that.
That's a lovely evening ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Being a uni student with, I'd say, below par cooking skills, I can't wait for a lovely just.
What a lovely evening! You're going to go there early, have something to eat, something to drink, watch the game.
See my brother and my dad, who I haven't seen in. You know,
is your dad going up?
My dad hasn't missed a game for about.
Your dad's going to Derby away on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, but the fact that you're even sort of like confused by that is pretty mental. My dad, I genuinely don't think my dad's missed a game in 15 years, like genuinely, like a competitive fixture. We went to Brazil. We travelled all the way to Brazil to not miss a game. I think he could travel to Derby on a Tuesday night.
He's not travelling home, is he? Tuesday night?
Yeah, up and back. Work the next day.
That has absolutely blown my mind.
We've done further on a Tuesday. We did Carlisle on a Tuesday night.
Why won't your dad be like do a little 1 minute chat?
No, my dad would never, ever.
Just into his phone. Here I am at Derby.
He wouldn't do it. He would not do it.
It's better that he wouldn't want to do it if he had to do it.
I reckon I could, you know, get
him. All he's got to say is, here I am standing, watching the game.
No, he just would never do it. He would never do it. I'd have to get him to... I'd have to sort of, like, record him against his will.
Come on, Mr. Beer, please. Yeah. He hasn't got to be professional. Here I am, watching the game.
You made him laugh the other day.
Huh?
You made him laugh the other day. You said something... I think, like, the money conversation came up, and you said, oh, I know Mr. Beer's got a bit of money. He's like, what does he...
He's got loads of it fiddled away.
Offshore account in the Cayman Islands, something like that. Yeah.
I'd love your dad to do a...
No, we'll do. We'll get some content together from the boardroom. Hopefully, I'll get some. I'll start.
No, you're missing the point, John.
Yeah, but my dad isn't going to do anything, so I'm not missing the point.
I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
Little email every away game. We get an email through from your dad. I like the idea that it'll be like, oh, okay, am I recording?
But that's not.
I'm recording.
But that's
Phil.
But that's good with tech. He's not. He's not like, oh, am I recording? He's not 80 years old.
How old's your dad? Please be older than me.
Good question.
Please be older
than
me.
Yeah, I think he's 59, about to be 60, 58, 59.
What's your mum do when your dad's watching football? Watching Hollywood Wives?
If it's at home, she'll go to the game most of the time. She's got a season ticket. So for years, my mum used to call herself the football widow. Like, she'd just, you know, whenever, like, over the weekends, it's just like football time. Which, is, you know, it's sad, but also... True.
What's your mum's favourite TV show?
Strictly Come Dancing, I'd say. It, like the one that's on regularly.
Oh, the one behind the scenes. So she'll be watching the behind the scenes show. When you
Oh, yeah, she watches it all. Yeah, yeah. But like, Strictly's
can you
only
tell
like...
your mum? Can you tell your mum? My wife used to work for Bruce Forsyth. And we could have got our tickets like that.
Okay, so you can't get tickets anymore. That'd be a great birthday surprise. Oh, bloody hell.
We probably could get our tickets, actually.
Well...
How about that for Christmas?
She listens to every episode, so it's going to be...
Oh, could have got a front row ticket.
She's on holiday right now. She's on holiday.
Do you know who Bruce Forsyth is?
Yeah, the old geezer used to present... used to present Strictly. Sorry, that's rude, isn't it? Because he's passed away, hasn't he? So
yeah, there's a little bit more to him than the old geezer.
Yeah, but when he was presenting Strictly, I was like 12.
Right.
So, bless him. God rest his soul. But yeah. I don't really know. I know there's a lot to him. I know he's a very famous broadcaster.
A comedian.
Was a comedian, was he? I did not know
Singer,
that, see?
Dancer, comedian. I could do it all.
Yeah. Fair enough. Bless him. I feel rude now. I feel like saying the old
geezer. Just because you weren't alive.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? That
doesn't mean the world stops spinning.
Well, it literally does, because I wasn't alive.
Well. But, No, the world was spinning when you weren't alive.
Yeah, and it will spin long after I'm gone as well.
Yeah, there'll be Bruce Forsyth after you're gone.
Maybe, what if I'm the next Bruce Forsyth? The old geezer who can sing and dance on the
telly. Exactly. Someone's going to say, I'm going to be doing a pod with someone in 40 years' time. God, that'll make me old. Who's John Beer? Oh, he's that old geezer who used to present that podcast. What's a podcast? I don't know.
Oh, realistically, we need to get back on the horse at Derby, and that's the end of it.
Honestly, if and it just wouldn't surprise me at all. That first 11 yesterday, I like this team. It would not surprise me if we go and beat Derby. And we beat Derby, we kind of go, oh, that's nice. Then we got Lincoln, we'll beat Lincoln. Oh, we got 6 points. We're fine. We're back. Oh, we got Middlesbrough. Oh, we beat Middlesbrough. Wonderful night out at St James's. We're back. Fantastic.
If we beat Middlesbrough and get to the fifth round of the Carabao Cup, I think all this league form can be forgiven.
Honestly, I was really disappointed with Exeter. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Why were you disappointed, though?
I thought they're quite balanced, and they're like...
That's like being disappointed at a fly eating shit. Like, that's what they do. That's what they do. They moan, and that's it. You accept that part. That's part of...
There's a couple on there. There's one guy in particular. I won't name names. But I quite like his posts. In fact, to the point where I've zoomed in on his profile picture.
But this is the problem. There's always the majority ruin it for the minority. I bet you there is some great opinions on there.
Yeah, well, I quite like his posts, but even he was sort of talking. I was like, oh, you're normally... Even he is sort of... I was like, come on, mate. I've zoomed into your profile pic.
I look out for you at the ground. No.
Anyway.
All right. Well,
I'll say it again. I thought it was a fantastic line, which I sort of garbled. We're just as likely to win the next five
as we are to lose the next five.
Yeah. We are so
inconsistent.
No, we're not. We've been bloody injured.
Yeah, we have. Oh, well,
we're
not
coming back into...
Yeah.
We've got to find our form, find our momentum again. Get behind the boys. Get behind Gary. Do you know what? There's one point where we nearly scored yesterday. I can't remember what... It was in the last 5 minutes. Gary was on his knees.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He sunk to his knees.
Was it the one that hit the crossbar, like Dimitri Mitchell's whip?
Can't remember.
Oh, okay.
But he was on his knees, and I thought, fuck me, what must it be like to be a manager?
Yeah, I couldn't do his job. Forget it. No chance.
Mate. I mean, I'm sitting there just desperate for the ball to go. Imagine being Gary.
Yeah. And I love him for putting himself through that for us. Do you know what I mean? Like he didn't have to do. He could go off. Exeter City. I'll forget it. I'll go just chill out in
flip the bird at everyone.
Yeah. I'll go chill out in the Bahamas for the rest of my life because that's what I'd be doing right now. But he's gone out of his way to buy into us as a football club, believe in what we have, what we are creating.
It's fucking ridiculous. 6 weeks ago, we were top of the league. 6 weeks later, it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah. Childish, fickle. And if you don't believe in Gary Caldwell, personally, we don't want you here.
And Humphreys, you know my email.
Stephen Humphreys. I'm going to try to get him on the pod.
Yeah? Oh, God, yeah? Get in touch with him.
Yeah, let's try to get him on the pod.
Oh, let's talk.
There's got to be someone that knows.
What is it like being built like a brick shitter?
What is it like to be the best looking man on planet Earth?
Well, I'd say, you know, he's not saying that. I'm just saying, fucking
hell.
Well,
I'd say he's pretty good looking.
Unit.
Would I kiss him?
He's fine. He's absolutely fine. I'm just saying he's a unit.
Yeah, but would I kiss him? Yeah, probably.
Wow. Cheers, John. See you.
Thanks for listening, people.
We'll see you on the other side of Derby.
Are we going to do a Wednesday one, yeah? After Derby?
Wednesday and Alfie on Friday. It's a busy week.
Oh, God, I'm Thinking really fast. Nervous about the surprise. But yeah, it will fly through.
Yeah.
Come on, the boys. Stay positive.
Have a good one. Tuesday.
Yeah, oh, my God.
As always in football, and to end on a positive, there's always another game around the corner. There's an opportunity now at Derby to put things right.
There is. I said that to the players. I said they're all disappointed. We all need to change this run, but the only way you do that is by sticking together, by getting on the training pitch again and looking at those moments where we can be better and the fine details of football in both boxes and try and get that right. I still believe in this group of players. I still see lots of energy, lots of belief in what we're trying to do. It's just making sure that we turn those opportunities into goals and we get back to getting clean sheets like we did early season.